Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. But join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It is the Capitals head coach, Todd Reirden. Caps at Canadians tonight. He is, of course, driven by Sheehy Auto Stores and Sheehy.com. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Hope all's well. New addition to the squad, Brendan Dillon, added to the mix before the trade deadline. Talk about his addition. Can we expect him on the ice tonight against the Canadiens at Capital One?
Yeah, that's the plan. We'll see how he does this morning in the skate, make sure everything is good with his travel and his sleep last night. And we'll assess that this morning. But the plan is, if we can, we'd like to see him in a Caps jersey this evening. Let's get a good look at him right away. He's an experienced guy who's been through something like this before. And, I think his energy and some of the things he's going to bring to the table, physicality and, overall ability to defend will help us in any game, let alone tonight after coming back from a road trip.
I may be wrong, but I thought I heard you say maybe you coached him in the past at some point.
Yeah, it was in Pittsburgh and in Washington as well. We have rookie camps, okay. and there's two different forms of them. One is like a development camp where the players come in and they practice, and then from there, the players that are able to go to a tournament. We've done that here in Washington, and gone down to Florida and different spots with another three teams. So that's a good way to evaluate players and be able to see where they're at and how they can fit into your system. And not only do you get to see them practice, but you get to see them play games, right? So he was actually not able to come to our development camp when I was coaching in Pittsburgh, but he did come and play in the rookie tournament with us there because he was still going to go back and play in junior hockey. He was a young player, just a very young player. And it was in 2009. I coached that team that was of the rookie tournament in Pittsburgh, and he came and played on that team for three games. So I got a chance to meet him back then, and obviously we really liked him when we were in Pittsburgh, and we weren't able to sign him because we didn't have enough contracts left. And then he was able to sign with Dallas for that next year. So he was a good player, and it was funny to talk with him and have him remember that and talk about it. So a little bit of past history, but it's been a while, and he's obviously gotten a lot better since then. And, hopefully I have as well as a coach. We're looking forward to connecting.
Coach, did you remember him, or he just remembered it?
No, I remember him because it was someone that we were making a choice on as well.
Right.
He brought it up to me, which was, I wasn't sure, at that point he's just a young guy. He's got a lot going on, and how it works for those players that are not playing college is that he can go back and play one more year of junior hockey, or he could take a minor league deal, which is what we were prepared to give him in Pittsburgh at the time. And he obviously deserves an NHL deal. So he said, I'm just going to wait then. And sure enough, his patience paid off, and he went to Dallas's farm team for a little bit, and then has been great in San Jose for the last 6 years, and we're really lucky to have him.
So, Coach, the certainties in life are death, taxes, and Brian McClellan acquiring a defenseman at the trade deadline. Is there a running joke between you and the front office when the trade deadline is approaching? Because you look at the history, in 2017 it was Shattenkirk, 2018 Kempney gets brought in 2019 Jensen, and now Dillon.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you always feel like you need more defensemen going into into the postseason and going into the end of the year when, seems like more injuries are mounting up. So it's been something that he believes strongly in, and trying to find the right guy is important. Obviously we had a lot of success with Michael Kempney, and, hoping for the same this year with Dylan as well. So, different type of player than Michael, but as a guy that's going to really not be very fun to play against, has playoff experience, which I think is important now with us no longer having Niskanen and Orpik back on our blue line, as we needed to add some playoff experience. It's a totally different game then, and in terms of the intensity. So a guy that's been to the final and a guy that's played in a lot of those situations, and so we got an experienced guy to help us along. He's did a lot of research on him, and like I said, watched him play, before acquiring him, and liked the things that he can bring to our team.
Joined by Washington Capitals head coach Todd Reirden, driven by Sheehy Auto Stores and Sheehy.com. Opponents scoring first has become a common trend of late. It's happened in the last six Caps games. Is that something like when you're just about to fall asleep at night? Like you're like 90% of the way there, and you know that little jolt that you get that jolts you awake? Is that something that like keeps you up at night, that teams continue to score first on the Caps?
Yeah, that's a concerning factor for sure, and something that's been addressed and, will be addressed again this evening going into the game as we come back home after a road trip. So, we went on the road trip. I talked to you guys on the road last time, and we were looking to shore some things up defensively after giving up 7 goals and 5 goals in the prior 2 games. And, I think we made some strides in the right direction on that trip keeping down our even strength goals against to a much more manageable number. Like I said to you on the phone last week, we're in a tough patch right here where we're going through a process and a reset. And I didn't expect it to happen perfectly overnight. The game we did win against Colorado was not perfect, but we found a way to get 2 points out of it. And tonight we'll be back at it, looking to improve here and get better as we push forward with our last 20 games to, continue to improve, and that's something that we'll be focusing on, and we focused on yesterday in practice, is continuing to build.
Coach Reirden, generally speaking, the Caps have had an amazing power play for years. You guys have great players on the power play. Ovi's amazing on the power play. Carlson, all these guys are great, but this year it hasn't been clicking like it has in years past. Why the difference? Are teams defending you differently? Is it just one of those things? You've been unlucky. What can you do about getting that power play firing on all cylinders again?
Yeah, the stretch, we were on a really tough stretch for a while there, and seemed to have gotten a little bit better as of late. I think why we've gotten better as of late is we've had a couple different looks and changed the personnel even within the game. And I think that's something that we hadn't done earlier in the year that I like the looks of is depending upon how the opposition is killing you, we're using different formulas. And that may be sometimes you'll see that you may see Tom Wilson and TJ Oshie out there together, which normally they usually change for one another. Mm-hmm. But if it's something where we can at least, it's a team that's going to allow us to get high shots, shots from up, closer in Ovi's area or John Carlson or Nick Backstrom, if they're going to concede those shots to us, then we need to do a little bit better job of being at the net front and simplifying things and shooting pucks. And we've scored one off of that on just recently. And then, a couple more goals have come from around the net. And I think that that's something that instead of being quite as perimeter, it's allowed us to get on the interior a little bit more and made us a little bit less unpredictable. So I think that that's been a key adjustment here as of late, and it's one of many that we'll have to make as we continue to try to grow that area as well, pushing into the playoffs here.
Now, another thing we talked about with Alan May from NBC Sports Washington a few days ago was puck possession, the faceoff, and hits. I noticed in the game against Vegas, you guys had, I think, 47 hits and out-hit the opponent by 20 hits, and Alan was like, well, that means you're maybe not possessing the puck as much, not necessarily a good thing. What's your attitude on kind of the physicality and hits? Is that something you guys are trying to do more of? And with the face-off, getting just more possession of the puck?
Yeah, certainly, you know, our faceoff numbers have dropped during the year, and it's something that, you know, again, another area that has, you know, kind of had us in this last 20 games of mediocrity that we're at, because that's how our team has played the last bit. So when that happens, then a number of areas aren't where they need to be, and that's the faceoffs is one of them. And so you're correct. Obviously, that you start without the puck, that's an advantage for the opponent already. But I feel like the physicality is something that we can bring, and it's not always a bad thing. It's something that we take pride in as being the most physical team on the ice. We've been built that way. And with the add of Brandon Dillon to our team as well, we also have another physical player. So I'm not sure if there's many teams in the league that can stack up to us in that regard. Now it's a matter of us playing properly to utilize that. So I'm more concerned about the hits we get on the forecheck. And I think that those can really tilt things in your favor. And then eventually that's just, if you do it for long enough, I think it becomes a war of attrition. And I think eventually you break the opposition within the game. And I think if you see some of our comebacks this year, and times we've come back from two or three goals, they always hinge upon the fact that we've had consistent physical contact. And then eventually the other team, yes, we play better in the third periods, but we also have worn them down for the first 40 minutes. It's a philosophy that definitely has worked in the past with our team when we won the Stanley Cup, and something that really helps in seven-game series is the fact that you can force that defenseman to go back over and over and over again, and you have Tom Wilson coming to hit you, or Alex Ovechkin coming to hit you, or Garnet Hathaway, or right down the list, TJ Oshie, you know. And then when you get in our zone, now you have to deal with Brendan Dillon, and you have to deal with Radko Gudas, and you have to deal, like, it's a part of a strategy to not be a very fun team to play against, and that's something we have to really focus on these last 20 to get the best out of our team.
Coach Reardon, could you forward me the email of the schedule maker? I would like to lodge a formal complaint on the Washington Capitals' behalf, because the Caps have to go to New Jersey on Saturday for a 1 p.m. puck drop, and then less than 24 hours later, you're in your own building for a massive game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I would like to lodge a formal complaint on your behalf.
Yeah, exactly, huh? Like,
it's brutal.
It's strange. The Pittsburgh games, they're all in the afternoon this year.
Yeah.
So that's makes for intriguing, different type of matchup. I understand why. It's probably the best rivalry in hockey. I understand we're trying to build the game and you know, all those types of things. It's the same for both teams, and that's something, an area we have to get better in, is those afternoon games, because you will have those in the playoffs at times.
Right.
So we've got to, again, we have two of them back-to-back here. You know, that's something that will be discussed on our day in between. On Friday, we'll talk more about getting better in those situations.
Well, and, to be fair, Coach, the Pens are playing Saturday as well.
No, I don't, for sure. So it's like they
well, Cakes didn't know that.
Well, I don't care about the Pens.
I was pointing out the Cakes.
I care about the Capitals. I don't care about the stupid Penguins.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, I know. It's a fair playing field for both teams. I mean, it's for sure. That's and even if it wasn't, I wouldn't make it as an excuse. So
right.
it's about us playing better and at that time of day, and you know, we came up short against them last time despite a pretty good third period. So hopefully we can build on some of those things that we did in the third against them the last time and pick up where we left off. And that was a game where there was physicality, and we did come from behind, and the third period was you know, really our best period. So again, it starts with our start and getting into the game earlier, and something that will be addressed again tonight, and we'll you know, hope to get that first goal. Sometimes you can be playing well and give up the first goal, but that hasn't been the case. So you know, we the one thing I can say is that our team never, regardless of the deficit, is never going to go away. We're not quitting till the very end, and we've shown that all year. And you know, if we have a tough period or get off to a rough start, don't expect us to pack our bags until that final buzzer. And we're going to do everything we can to try to tie that thing up. And I'm proud of our guys in terms of how they compete until the very, very end of every single game and give ourselves a chance.
Coach, it's time for the easy at Sheehy fan question of the week. A growing area of concern for the Caps is scoring from the third and fourth lines. Besides Lars Eller, who scored 14 goals, the other bottom six forwards have struggled to put the puck in the net. How can the team get more production from them? That's from Earl in Bowie.
Yes, good question. And always the questions are, you guys do a nice job putting that out there. So with different questions. So it's you know, it's an area you need depth scoring. And I think that one of the things that goes hand in hand with not having the lead to start a game is that now you're forced to place more of your offensive players as the game goes on. And now the minutes as the game ticks along, I'm going to put a guy out there that has a better chance of scoring, like an Alex Ovechkin or a TJ Oshie, more often as we're behind in the game. So I think sometimes if we can get, once we can get the lead in games and play a little bit more, with the lead, then I think that now I'm able to use all four lines. And then they'll get a little bit better opportunity. And hopefully because of that, then they can start to generate some more offensive numbers. So, you know, maybe getting Kuznetsov back in the lineup tonight will help if he is, that'll be a game time decision. You know, that will help us slot it properly and put Lars down with the third line. And now we got 14 goals, like you said, on that third line. And I thought him and Panic and Haglund had played pretty well up until Kuznetsov's injury. And, you know, hopefully if we get him back in there tonight, then we get a little bit more depth. And then we'll see what happens here going into the trade deadline as well.
Well, Coach, just relax, because Jason dubbed it a bounce back Thursday for you
guys.
So
you're straight.
Should be fine.
Yep.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on. Great talking to you, and take care.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Yep. Driven by Sheehy Auto Stores. It's easy at Sheehy. 14 brands, 29 dealerships, one easy price. Get started at Sheehy.com.
Why does he seem like the world's nicest guy?
Because I think he is one of the world's nicest guys.
I mean, he just does.
He's super nice. I mean, like that media day thing that Cakes and I did before the season.
Yeah.
He came out to that thing.
Yeah,
he was
couldn't have been cooler.
Couldn't have been nicer, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, did they have a bounce back Thursday last week as well?
Dubbing it a lot of
yeah,
bounce
yeah.
back.
You know what though? Check.
Here's what we can bank on. Montreal stinks on ice. They've lost five straight, and they've allowed four goals in their last four games. They can be scored on.
Well,
hopefully this is the bounce back.
I mean,
Thursday.
Four goals in each
of the last four games,
and they
yeah.
just lost to the Red Wings, who are the worst
right.
team on the planet.
Yes,
but it was a bounce back Thursday last week because remember they had lost to Philly and New York, gave up a billion goals, and then they went out to Colorado, which was a Thursday.
And they jumped strictly into a hole.
And
early.
I told Todd, I said it's a bounce back Thursday,
right?
And they came out with a win.
They did.
So let's go back
You're
to
right.
back, bounce back Thursday.
I like it.
He's very nice, but just at that end, I sensed a little stress.
Well, he knows
a lot of stress.
He knows
actually.
These next three are big, especially Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Which I will be attending, thanks to my friend Jim Van Stone.
Oh, nice!
He's a good man.
I need to take advantage of
sports.
That.
That's a good one.
My
yes.
daughter actually complained to me the other day about not taking her any games recently, so I'm gonna have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to wake up early on Sunday. I'm gonna have to wake up at like 9 o'clock.
Why?
Well,
because I have to
game.
I have to get to the
game.
I have to get to the building at 11. Hmm. 11 sharp. Because the MGM Lounge opens at 11.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang out with my brothers and break some bread and hang before the game.
All right.
It's going to be a good
start
time.
Start drinking?
Is there going to be
at 11 a.m.?
I'll have maybe a Bloody Mary.
Is there going to be a 1-3 table in the MGM Lounge?
Well, if there were, I would be sitting at it. But I don't think there will be.
I still marvel at the fact that you played poker until like 3 in the morning, got home.
Yes.
And then had two beers before you went to
bed. I drank them so fast. Because...
He
I'm telling you,
guzzled beer
because
bed.
Because my brain, what's left of my brain, was fried.
That's the only way you can wind down
by playing poker for basically 30 straight hours.
Isn't that like the worst thing you can do? Though,
do you
is drink right before you go to bed.
I didn't care.
Do you,
you think I cared about
well,
that?
I mean, you do it every night.
Where do you drink them? In the kitchen?
I drank those in the kitchen.
Everybody's sleeping.
Usually the
like
drinking
you drink it right by the fridge.
No, usually the drinking spot is
do you
upstairs.
Pound them?
Because I didn't pound them, but I drank them more aggressively than usual because it was late.
But why didn't you just say, you know what, tonight I just need one?
No, I needed two.
He's in a box.
I needed two that night. I just needed them.
Now, you know that it's been proven that alcohol hurts your sleep, doesn't help
your
sleep.
It was 3:10 in the morning.
Nothing could have hurt
him. Yeah,
he didn't just have one, EB. He had two.
There could have been a
sitting by the fridge.
Earthquake, and it wouldn't have affected my sleeping
All
at
right,
that point.
Got to take a break. Remember, it is open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. You can also check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Tis an Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time.
We're not taking enough calls.
Installed by experts the last one.
I blame JP.
Home,
I blame JP, too.
Because it's where you live.
The fully
we
blame
took
him.
Calls. We were taking calls for two segments.
I know.
And then we had Coach Todd Reardon on the show.
You're still not taking enough calls.
You're going to blame me for Todd Reardon?
Yes, it's clearly your fault.
Throw the number out there again.
800-636-1067. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the NFL playoff format.
Mm-hmm.
You can certainly chime in on that. But it is your chance to steer the show. If you want to talk about Ryan Newman and NASCAR, you can. If you want to talk about the Redskins offseason, you know what? I was surprised. The poll we put up at Junk's Radio, I want to say it was about 64% supported trading out of that number two pick and acquiring the picks to rebuild.
Yeah, I know.
Versus just drafting Chase Young.
A lot of people want to do
that. The Chase Young hype is dying down a little bit, huh?
I just think people believe that Chase Young would be great, but they have so many holes.
Well, he even
intrigued by three picks.
Will he even go to the combine? Like he has nothing to gain by going to the combine.
Oh, he'll go there and get measured.
He'll do the interviews, but he won't like run or do, he won't do any of that.
He doesn't need.
There's no point.
There's no need.
Yeah, because all you can do is hurt your stock.
Yeah, nearly 2,000 votes at Junk's Radio on Twitter. 63% say yes. If you're the Redskins, trade the number two pick to the Dolphins. This was the mock draft by Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports, and you would acquire the 5th pick, the 18th pick, and the 39th pick.
I would support that, too. I think that's dreaming, though. I don't see that playing out. I mean, well, you get three ones, you do that for anybody, I think.
I was going to say.
It's not three ones. It's two ones.
Two ones.
And then a second round pick.
Yeah, number 38 or whatever.
Yeah, but you end up with three ones. You have your one, and then you add two.
No, you'd be trading
your one.
One,
and you get their two ones, and then you get
I thought
two.
You said they had... The 5th?
Yep.
Right.
The 18th or
18th and the 31st.
But you're trading the number 2 pick.
Correct. 31st is then they have 39.
Oh, 39.
Yeah. Slightly out of the first round.
Like I said yesterday, I would do it if the Dolphins were interested in trading up, but if any of those other teams were interested, they don't have...
Like the Jags, you probably
They don't have
wouldn't.
The ammo to entice me to trade out of the 2.
Right.
Anyway, you could chime in on that. Your chance to steer the show, open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Just talk to Todd Reardon, head coach of the Caps. Are you feeling more confident because this team added another defenseman? How do you feel about the Caps? You can chime in on that as well. But let's open
that's
up.
That's must-see TV tonight to see how Brendan Dillon assimilates into the team.
Whose spot does he take?
Yeah, we didn't ask
know.
Him that.
It's a good question.
They got to make a roster move, right?
I've heard some, I think I heard Joe B. on with Chad Dukes a couple days ago, and he said it might, he was speculating, it was Todd Reardon's choice, but it might be kind of a rotation.
Oh, by the way, speaking of like the Caps defenseman, I could not believe how long the line was to see John Carlson at the Giant in the O-Town last night.
Is that right? He was only there for an hour, right?
He was scheduled, I think, to be there from 5 until 6. I think he must have stayed probably till 7 to accommodate everybody that was
really?
In line. I mean, the line was hundreds of feet long.
Eric, we speculated how much Giant was paying him.
I listened to that, actually.
And was your guess higher than what Drab said or about that?
Drab's completely lowballing
it. I said at least 5 Gs. I said 10 Gs to start.
Yeah, I think it's between 5 and 10 Gs. Yeah, you're not going to get John Carlson out there.
10.
I would say 7,500.
It's a 4-hour commitment. You got to drive over. You got to hang out for a couple hours. You got to drive back.
Right. Drab,
you can't compare it to a 15-minute phone
unless
call.
Unless Drabby knows
on the radio.
For a fact how much
it was.
You
didn't ask me for all the details.
Drab thinks he did it for a $50 Giant gift card.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I would bet. I
know
was,
how much
I was
they get paid for two-hour appearances.
Yeah. Okay, how much
it's called FanFest.
Yeah. How much was it?
I'm not going to say that, but I know it's not 10 grand.
All right.
I would definitely take the under of what you guys were saying.
I would say 5.
So you say under 5?
Yeah.
Put it this way. If I was John Carlson, there's a 0% chance I would do it for less than 5.
My guess would be that.
Drabby, is it under
2,500?
Just tell me that.
I believe so.
I'm telling
also,
you.
Also, hold on. You got to remember the FanFest 2, that's a client.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know. Yeah,
I didn't say it was FanFest.
Okay,
just saying we kind of have an idea.
This is a deep pocketed grocery store chain, international chain that has money to spend, and I believe it was bankrolled by Kraft. You think they don't have that sort of money to
dole out
to John Carlson?
I just don't think John Carlson needs to be bothered for $1,000.
It's just what they do.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. It's got $10 million.
To. I'm standing by the 10 grand figure.
They don't
standing
have to do the
by
call
it.
Either.
Yeah, I would say between 2,500 and 5 Gs. I would say that's in the realm.
Yeah.
I would say at least
all
five.
All deep in the pockets.
Yeah. Look, we have sources. We should know.
We definitely have sources.
Strab, find out exactly what he got paid.
But I had to walk around the back of the line to get to the Hunan Delight for my Chinese takeout last night.
Is that why you ran into it?
Yeah, that's why I ran it, because the Chinese spot is like three doors down from the Giant. It's right there.
So that was your dinner option. Remember, Jason,
yes.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
Dinner option last night. Hunan Delight takeout. Yes.
By the way,
silly.
Because of Jason.
I switched it up, Eric. Usually we play the game, what did you have for dinner last night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I flipped it.
Sure.
That was your genius.
That was my genius.
Shocker.
That was To Kill a Segment
right.
Genius.
Yeah, no, I heard
and
that
worked.
One, too.
It worked out, but you know what? Worked out perfectly.
Shocker they were all in his business because he goes to Passion Fin like every third day.
He does. Yeah.
No, I heard the speculation that it's all calculated
it's
to
not,
try to get hold.
They were wrong on that.
And maybe, like, I do think that there may be a metagame there. He's waiting, but I reap the rewards because of his segment. I mentioned Doghouse Beer Garden
right.
in Kentlands, which just opened up. I went there last night, and I was greeted by the owner. Got the horns.
Oh, there, look at that.
My bill was $82 last night. My wife and my daughter and myself went $82. Now, I did get a free appetizer.
Okay,
it
good.
It was little salmon tacos.
Who Ooh, gave that to you? The manager
delicious.
Just said,
the manager,
hey.
Star. Her name's Star.
She just said, hey, enjoy this.
She always hooks the apps, but I do pay the full bill.
Right.
Very good.
I went to Doghouse.
Well,
they were like,
full minus the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't order that.
Yeah.
I went to Doghouse. I felt like this is what it must be like to be Jason Bishop.
Yes.
Walked in.
Nice,
I said, what beer
correct.
Do you want?
Well, I went
got
to a spot.
But tonight, I'm going
free burger?
To Bonefish for the pairings
yes.
menu.
You've already gone through the pairings yesterday.
The pairing, yeah. That'll be tonight.
Well, there's a spot I go to in Gaithersburg area. I don't want to say it because, but when my daughter has volleyball practice, my youngest, and they recognized me the other day. It was very nice. And then they gave me a $25 gift card, and I wanted to take it and rub my butt cheeks with it because the bill is way more than $25.
Yeah, but it
bucks
helps.
I mean, yeah, but it's $25.
You thought
bucks.
It was that's slightly a, insulting?
That's how jaded I am.
Right.
I was
$25, insulted. Get this out of here.
I was insulted. Meanwhile, I went to dinner in Poughkeepsie by myself because I went to the game by myself, by the way. You know, I drove there or whatever. My wife had stuff to do with the other kids. Went to dinner by myself. $63.
Oh, you must have had a lot to drink.
I had a salmon.
All right. That's probably $20, $22.
I had
a Tim.
No, it was more than that. That's the problem. I had a salmon.
Does anybody remember Tim Salmon?
Salmon should not be more.
Everybody remembers Tim Salmon.
Tim should not be more than $22.
It was like $28, I think.
Especially Poughkeepsie.
I mean, that's a good restaurant.
I've never
though.
Been to Poughkeepsie ever. I probably haven't been within 3 hours of Poughkeepsie, but they're charging $28 for a piece of salmon.
I like the spot.
Seems a little outrageous.
And I've been there now 4 times, but I told my wife, I think I'm going to have to stop going. I had a salmon. I had a Manhattan clam chowder because I was starving. It's for my appetizer. Soup.
$12.
That's the nubby clam chowder, but I understand.
I had two choices. Right? It was that or chicken noodle. And
that's
chicken
the
noodle
red clam
boring.
Chowder, right?
Yeah. It's not.
Yuck!
It's not as good as the New England.
The creamy one.
No,
yeah, the creamy
it's
one's
not.
Better. But I was eating. I was like, you know what? This is probably better. It's not creamy.
Well, it's better for
probably
you.
A little bit
but
better
it doesn't
for me.
Taste as good.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Not arguing.
Yeah.
And then I had two Jack and Ginger.
Yeah. By the way, you're having Drab's nightmare meal. So much seafood. He would hate your meal.
Well, $62.
Yeah.
By so myself. That, I sat at the bar
does that
by
include
myself.
Tip?
That includes a tip.
Okay.
Well, that includes a tip. It was
salmon, it's a little pricey.
I'm sorry. Salmon should not be $28.
I agree.
Anyway.
I mean, it's a good salmon, but I mean, I think $28.
If you go to, like,
it should be about $18.
And by the way, it's a very good restaurant. Yeah. In the middle of, like, Laurel. And like a right. dumpy right. strip plaza.
Yeah. Right, right.
I don't even know how they can charge it. I don't even know how the clientele can afford it. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand.
Cakes couldn't understand how... In restaurants, if there are Chinese servers, how they give themselves American names.
I had never heard of that phenomenon. I didn't know that was
so
a thing.
So he thought if the girl's name was Susan, she was actually
well,
born Susan.
Well, first and foremost, the Chinese...
Her name's like Xi Zhang.
The Chinese spot that I frequent, they don't wear name tags.
All right, well, some of them do.
Maybe yeah, but, they do where you go.
Yeah, but Jason just asked.
No, no. The servers at Passion Fit don't wear the name tags, but I ask him
he
what their
asks.
Name
is. Oh, well,
I don't care about... The server's name.
Here's the thing. I wanted to call in.
You don't ask.
I wanted to call in because here's the thing. Cakes, and then I'm just going to be a pile on Cakes. Uh-huh. He lacks the curiosity gene. He's just not curious, yeah. Right? If you go, he's there. He wants to go at 4 o'clock, get his meal done, wolf it down, get home, have his two beers,
and
go
not
to bed.
Talk to anybody yes. besides his wife.
Correct. Yeah, he's not yeah. interested in the waiter's life.
I don't care,
or where
I don't
from,
care if the waitress is from Hanoi. I just don't.
Yeah. I know
if they
don't.
Know Wuhan or if they ever had a virus, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I
order what I order. I eat. And then I leave.
It's like when you bought your brand new house, and we haven't let it lived it down for 15 years, and he drove you to work every day. You had a brand new house.
He lost the Redskins Rams,
right? And yeah. and
had to pick me up every day.
Yeah, then say, hey, Jim Zorn.
Let me check out your new house. He's like, "What's the quickest way out of here?"
Correct.
And that's always
his
response.
Wasting my time driving that donk to his house.
When he comes to my house, he's been to my house 100 times. What's the quickest way out of here?
Yeah. Well,
it's always the statement.
He has a squirrel bladder. He held it in. He would drive all the way to Ashburn and get out of there without going to the potty.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how I did it.
Yeah. Well, because he had a single mindset. Uh-huh. He's not going to go somewhere and carry on a conversation with a stranger. He doesn't care. At the poker table,
that's
he's not
nightmare.
Doing that. Like Jason, if Jason actually played poker, he played at MGM. Jason would know everyone's life story there.
Right.
That's because he has that curiosity factor.
Yeah.
He'd see these guys and he'd know all their kids. He'd know what jobs they got fired from.
It creates conversation.
Yeah. He's not interested in that. This is a picture of Cakes on Poker News.
Yeah.
He actually covering his face.
Sure.
Covering his face. Is it for germs? Or is that like a habit?
No, I'm not giving off tells to the 100 pros that are in the tournament.
So that's your tell thing. I notice a lot of poker guys, this is the thing they do
now.
Yeah,
you bring it over, cover up a little bit like that. Try not to give away any physical information as much as you can.
Cakes is always big into covering, whether it's his football gear, poker gear.
Yep.
Now, you're not allowed to use your phone at the table, correct?
You can use it, but not while you're in
hand.
Not
when you're in the hand.
Was your game affected by your banged-up thumb?
This is my muck thumb. I think it's improving, but it's not 100%. It's functional, but it's still
right, here's
quick
question.
Look, we got a bunch of calls.
I got a bunch of calls. We're supposed to do the EP there, shocker.
Let's move that to 820.
Nuked it.
How about 820?
Yeah. Quick question. So because of Jason, in a way, I got hooked at Doghouse yesterday. Beer garden, whatever the hell.
That's the third mention of your
host. He's throwing it out there. I got killed for my passion.
How much do you tip when you get hooked?
You got
to
over
tip. Probably over-tip. Close to the amount you got hooked.
Probably. I dropped a 20. I mean, it's a burger. I got a burger and two beers.
I think a $20 tip is sufficient.
That I works. Got hooked the other day and I only had $7.
Nubs.
Uh-huh. I just gave $7. That's all I had.
It's so nubby.
I was like, what am I going to do? Ask for a credit card? Yeah. Put a dollar on it? I mean, I just gave $7. I'll just take
you
care of it.
You nubbed him.
Time. I didn't say anything.
I don't know if you hooked the entire bill.
Not the close. You get close to the number.
I think a 50% tip.
You know what's appropriate. If you're there for an hour,
depends
and I give you a couple drinks.
Here's what's not place it as a waiter.
Here's what's not appropriate. $7.
$7 was kind of nubby for a free
chintzy.
Meal. It was on my birthday to get me a free meal, and I only had $7. That's all I had, cash. Because normally I just pay credit card. Yeah. But I've literally got no bill. Now you've handcuffed me.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what to do.
All right. I need that penny bill.
You've been way better off giving me the bill.
Right.
So we got Billy, we got Danny, we got Brittany, we got Ryan. They all want to chime in.
Yeah,
so
we'll do that.
We'll do that when we come back?
Yes, and then we got EP at 8:20. I think we have a guest at 8.
John
Feinstein. We have John at 8.
Any murder mysteries on the EP?
No, but I do have a celebrity's daughter getting into the porn
business.
Here's
who's getting murdered, the actual EP. Because we're way late.
We keep murdering it.
Look, you got nothing but time.
I know, I understand.
Yeah.
Nothing but time.
All right, when we come back, we'll back at your calls. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, especially if you want to talk about sending your kid to a basketball camp.
Got a live read.
Quinn Cook loved to play hoops when he was a kid, still does. Jaren Jackson, same thing. Melo Trimble, same thing. And they all attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Coach Wooten's basketball camp, they have one big goal. It's for campers to love basketball even more. They instill confidence. They teach the game. The kids have fun. They teach all day, every day. They don't sit around and eat chips. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ. They've got competitions. They've got contests. Guest speakers every day. 3 games per day. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register your child today at CoachWooten.com. It's spelled with 2 O's and 2 T's. CoachWooten.com. Open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. John Feinstein will join us at 8. I promise we'll get to the EP. Maybe we'll do that at 8:20. We also got to get back into the skin stuff. Well, not back into it. We haven't started it, but talk about the skins. You know, Peterson's coming back. They're going to have him for another
year.
Well,
you knew that.
Kind of knew that. Jordan Reed was cleared, but will be cut.
And he wants to play.
And he wants to play.
He wants to keep balling.
I get. Well, he wants that paycheck, son.
Well, I think it's more than that. I mean, he's made a ton of money.
Got to get that money.
I think he just loves the game.
Yeah, but you know, most of these guys mow through all their money.
They do. They do. A lot of the guys do. I can't imagine he's mowed through it yet. But
we can't imagine it. Well, I can't imagine Antoine Walker being busted. No.
Here's what I can't imagine.
Yeah, what about Greg Robinson?
That's what I was talking about.
Greg Robinson, who made, $40 million?
I think he's made 30.
All right.
He made $6 million last year, and he's driving.
He wants to traffic 200 pounds of weed?
He's driving 175 pounds of weed, trying to get it across the border.
Dum-dum.
I mean, what are you doing? You've already hit... You've hit the lottery by making $6 million in one season.
So he pulled a Nate Newton.
Yes.
Nate Newton did that
number
years ago.
Number two overall pick.
And now he's facing 20 years in prison, as is the other passenger in the card who had a short NFL career. I think his name is Quay Brown. I don't remember him, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life?
Quan Bray.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far, Jordan Reed's collected. He was due to make more, but when they cut him, obviously he won't get it. $32 million. I mean, I find it hard to believe that he's short on cash right now. I honestly don't think that's what it is. I think he just loves football, and he was balling before he got hurt.
NFL players aren't the best with managing.
They're not,
cash.
But it usually takes a few years before you blow through it.
I can't remember though the last time he was balling for a long stretch of a regular season.
Oh, it's been a few years, but I mean, he was the talk of camp. Unanimously, ask everyone that was there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But during the regular season, when's the last time he was balling?
I think it was the first time he was really healthy in a while.
Yeah. It was like a December a few years ago.
It's been a few years since he's had a really great year. You know,
I saw somebody post his December numbers from a couple seasons ago, and they were outrageous. Might have been our pal JP Finley.
Yeah.
But it's a couple seasons ago.
Yeah. All right, let's pay out some of these calls. A bunch of people want to chime in. Let's go to Bill in Fredericksburg. Bill, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jucks.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. Great show.
All right, sure. Billy.
Hey, look, this 17-game season, I think it would be a joke. Because I remember right now, when they first expanded from 14 to 16, from 12 to 14 to 16, they kept cutting the preseason games. Everybody complained about them. Well, you know what? That means that your first – two games are going to be like preseason games. The execution is going to be terrible. They don't get enough practice.
It'll be different than preseason because the starters will be playing. The execution may not be great.
They're not going to do any good.
Well, the starters barely play in the preseason at this point. Anyway, a lot of teams now, they'll like the Rams. They don't even play like their first unit at all during the preseason.
Why would they? Why would you risk those guys?
The preseason has certainly changed over the years.
I don't think the quality is going to be that different.
Look, Bill, not everyone, we don't know. Not everyone is for it. Not everyone supports it. I can understand the hesitation, but, you know, for me as a football fan, I'd like to see less preseason. I know you think that the product won't be as good, but I like to see less preseason. It just takes forever. Those 4 weeks, those 5 weeks take forever.
I don't think you're going to see one iota of a difference in quality of play with one less preseason game.
Yeah.
The last one's a joke anyway. They're all guys that aren't even in the
league.
Well,
maybe not one
less,
but if they cut it down to two preseason games, I think
maybe you'd see a smidge.
Top running back? Top running back might get four carries in an entire preseason.
Especially this. Remember this.
Yeah. What's that?
With this new deal, you know, it hasn't been ratified yet, but they would shorten the training camp.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that would certainly affect it. Now,
maybe.
I don't know if they would shorten it by 2 days or a week or 2 weeks, whatever, but that would affect it.
Right. Look, at the end of the day, they're trying to keep these guys as safe as they possibly can. Everybody mm-hmm. understands that, right? That's what's going on here. They're trying to keep them as safe as they can. They're trying to limit the total overall contact. So if you add a game, they're going to try to take away other stuff. I mean, it's just what they're going to do.
I know. I get it.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Brittany. Ladies first. Brittany in Fredericksburg. Hey, Brittany, what's up?
Good morning, guys. I actually just called to tell you that my husband, for Valentine's Day, bought me a Junkies producer's cameo, and I wanted to tell you guys that they actually did a really good job.
Really? Look at this. Look at this cameo praise.
Did you get anything else review. For Valentine's Day? Was that the only thing you got?
No, that was not the only thing.
What else did you get?
I also got an edible arrangement, and I got some flowers, and I got a necklace.
Yeah, but the cameo is the best part.
The cameo was by far the funniest part.
By far the funniest.
All right, well, can you describe that. Your cameo? Let me guess. Valdez looking awkwardly at the camera, starting it off. Drab just standing there, saying almost nothing, and then Adam screaming.
Yeah, just yelling something incoherently.
Yeah, that's what I've observed.
So Valdez and Drab, they both said, you know, thanks so much, because I listen to you guys every day, so they thanked me for listening to you, and I watch you on TV if I have off.
Nice.
And then I guess my husband had said, you know, try to get AWOD to, like, spit some game at her.
Right.
So the camera then went to him, and he decided to take his shirt off.
That's becoming a theme.
You know, show his body.
Yeah, what'd you think? What'd you think? Hot?
I mean, it made you grateful for your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that was a good thing for Valentine's Day, you know?
Right.
And then...
How would you rate Adam, by the way, Brittany? Scale of 1 to 10. Be honest.
I would say a 6.
6?
A half.
How do you feel about that?
I threw a half in there at the end.
How do you feel about that, Adam?
I'm sized.
You said
6.5, baby.
Just curious, how old are you?
I'm 30.
30?
Would you happen to be a potential repeat customer? That's what the guys want.
Yeah, they're big on repeat customers. Did you see that hint? They said that, right? We'll see you next time.
Yeah, at the end. That's
your sign off.
Yeah, getting your brain a little bit order another.
Right.
Because St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Yeah,
right. You get a St. Patty's Day cameo.
St. Patty's Day cameos are big.
Right.
I mean, it definitely was very funny. It made me laugh, and I mean, what else can you ask for?
Yeah, perfect. All right, well done, boys.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, tell your husband to tip us.
Your husband's a baller.
I will.
That was like 4 gifts.
Yeah. He's doing well.
My mother crushing also it. In their early 30s. I used to go over the top in their early 30s, too.
Dina, how about this? My kids reminded me that my wife's birthday is tomorrow. I'd completely forgot.
Get her a cameo.
Huh?
Get her a cameo.
Dude,
I might have
cameo.
To do that.
Do it.
I might have to do that.
Let them wish her a happy birthday.
I actually told her, I said, hold on, your birthday. Last night I said, your birthday's tomorrow? Like, your birthday's Friday? And she said, yeah. I went,
You totally forgot. You spaced it.
But I'm running around too much. I don't even know what day it is.
Put it on your calendar, Ricky.
She only put a party together for you for your closest 50 friends.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
But as EV said
dinner.
To me,
not dinner. That.
I mean, you spent about $4,000 on your 50th.
Yeah, EV said to me multiple
times.
It's
not her 50th. It's not her 50th.
During the party.
Right.
Great to be surprised, but I'm flipping the bill.
Yeah, who do you think's paying for all this?
Shuffle through your gift cards. Figure out where to go tonight.
Eric, I guess J.P. Finley is tweeting that Trent Williams is coming back.
It's official.
Well, that's what people are telling me.
Let me see. I followed JP, obviously.
We just had JP on yesterday, if my memory serves me correctly.
Do you see anything on Twitter from him?
I don't know. It's going to take me a second to find
it. He put a story out this morning about Tony Pauline's report that Trent
that's
Williams
what it
is,
is
coming back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Pro
yeah, yeah.
Football
you
Network.
You can't trust those textures, Jason.
All right.
Can't trust them, but you can see the text.
One guy says Trent Williams coming back per J.P. Finley, so I took that for what it is.
Look, I think it's been trending in that direction. I would actually be surprised at this point if he didn't come back. Mm-hmm. I mean, haven't you felt that way for several weeks? They got rid of all the bad guys. They got rid of all the guys that he was upset with.
I agree.
So, whoever Tony Pauline is from Pro Football Network, J.P. Finley reported, he said, a source told me outright, Williams will return to Washington because of Ron Rivera.
Right.
That's the quote.
I believe it.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist.
Our
it's
buddy.
Thursdays with Feinstein next. You're on the Junks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.